The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
I was talking to my sister-in-law, Systematic, the other day, and she says, don't come at me with that dual income conversation. Good morning. It's the Dana Cortez Show. My name is Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony, a.k.a. Lil Latinx.
And you know, Automatic and I have been married a long time, and I forget what it was like when I was a single mom, when I was struggling, when I was the only person that I could depend on for anything. Food, rent, car payment. Oh, and then you start getting ahead. Lord have mercy. I'd think, oh, I saved like $200 and something would happen to the brakes. Boom. Or I'd get a ticket or whatever.
Just, or you got to go buy groceries.
Yeah. Something would happen.
And what used to cost you $40 now costs you $80.
Yeah. And I was sitting there preaching to her about, you need to save, you need to do this and that. She's like, Dana, you and my brother, DJ Automatic here, y'all are together. You have a dual income. And I just had lost my sense of empathy and reality.
I think when it comes to the dual income situation, me and my mom talk about this a lot. It's also more than just the income aspect. It's the fact that you have somebody else. You have a teammate there to help you with other life duties or household chores, even if you may, when it comes to a lot of things. Like, I've watched you guys. It's much easier to build a house with two people.
It is.
Because I see you guys handling calls and going back and forth. I wouldn't, to be able to do that myself, you can't. You got to wait till after work or something like that.
Too. Yes, and not just that.
Teamwork makes the dream work.
It does. You can do it. Don't get me wrong. My sister-in-law is incredibly successful. Systematic is a psychologist. She is, owns her own home. All of these, has a great car, great income. But she still struggles. You know, you came in today and Anthony's got a little cold. And I'm thinking, oh my gosh, there's nobody can make him caldo. You know, a little homemade soup. Nobody can rub Vicks on his feet or his chest. Like, you have to go home and be all alone.
Thank God for Instacart.
Yeah, because when Automatic's sick, I wait on him. I'm like, are you okay?
I would say you wait on me, but you definitely look out for me.
Yes, of course. I want to make sure that you're okay. And when I'm sick, you do the same for me.
And that's one of the benefits of having a partner.
Exactly. So when are we going to find Anthony a date?
Well, when you stop outing me that I'm sick.
I'm sorry.
Every time people are sick anymore at work, that's disgusting. I'm going to sit home, bro.
Remember, you used to be like, dude. You used to be a warrior. Now I'm like, yeah, Anthony, you're
why are you bringing up germies?
Yeah.
Have you been tested?
But also, I don't want a woman to rub Vicks on my feet. I'm good on that one.
No, you've never had it done. That's why you don't like it. When you're sick, Anthony.
Growing up, my mom and my grandma would raise me with a Vicks vapor rub all over my chest and stuff. And I'll say this, when I'm at home and I'm at my loneliest, I'm not sitting there going, damn, I wish I had somebody here to rub Vicks on my feet.
Put some onions in my socks.
All right, well, either way, I'm glad that I thought about Systematic a little bit differently.
Be kinder
after
to
talking.
Single people. Yes. You too, Dana Cortez.
I know. I was preaching to her.
I'm always looking out for you.
No,
and for my sister.
You get a little, you guys, when it comes to home ownership, you guys are like, just go buy a house. Build a house.
Well,
as if like one person could do it, snap and finger twist a pop.
We got an email yesterday because, you know, Apple's doing all this business, spending $500 billion. Yep. And they're like, man, Anthony should buy a house.
It's not even us anymore.
It's not just us anymore. They're like, come on, Ed.
Get it done. All right, National Day, Anthony A.
Speaking of home ownership, it's National Fairy Tale Day.
sad day. Okay, switch gears. Favorite fairy tale, Anthony A.
If you go to college, there'll be a job waiting for you.
You're just doubling down on
that's
it. Okay.
Hardcore millennial core right there.
You know what?
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Historian Russell Edwards has identified Jack the Ripper. This is one of the most, probably one of the most infamous serial killers on the planet. We're going back to the 1800s when we're talking about Jack the Ripper. He was a man who lived in London. He immigrated from Poland. Now, he was under investigation by Scotland Yard. At this time, he was one of the suspects.
That's their FBI, basically.
That's their FBI. Thank you so much, DJ Automatic. The man's name is Aaron Kosminski. Now, the descendants of this man, who has been identified through DNA as Jack the Ripper, are asking for a new legal inquest. Are they upset? Yes, and they want him formally charged even in death because of the heinous crimes he committed. They're the ones that provided this gentleman with all the information. Here, listen to him. He was on News Nation with Ashley Benfield.
Without doubt, 100% it's him. You got to remember that the name of the Ripper was given to me by Scotland Yard. You mentioned about this face. This face is a facial reconstruction by an expert. from the family photos that were given to me by one of the descendants.
So the photo that we have is a real photo of Jack the Ripper. Now, of course, it's been updated because it was old or whatever, but we really know who this man was and what he was doing.
Do you think the family is just trying to, like, basically clear their conscience?
Yes, DJ Automatic. I think knowing that someone in your family did something like this, it's horrible. It's horrible to think that anybody that you're related to could have committed these type of crimes. And remember, these are women of the night that were out late. And the way that he committed these crimes was, I mean, he used his barber kits to kill them and dismember them and sometimes remove their organs, their female organs. So this is a very sick person. And the family also stated he'd been in trouble many times before for other issues and was just never put away because he was a man who could lie his way out of jail.
I'm just going to ask this question. Do you think that they might have been owning up to it because they feel like they can profit off of it now because he was such a humongous historical figure when it comes to these crimes of passion?
I don't know. I have no idea. I mean, for them to willingly give this historian all of this information and not profit yet, why haven't they done it yet? They could have easily done it. They've had his picture. They've had all this stuff. It wasn't until...
You don't think there's going to be like a movie or a TV series
maybe,
or something?
Maybe.
That's going to be there for sure. But I like to think that they did it for the right reasons. And
I hope so, Anthony.
The reason why they did it, the justice has been served for those families who had suffered from the most infamous killer in human history.
Really. In human history, because we're not only talking about the descendants of Jack the Ripper, we're talking about the descendants of forgotten women. These women were considered not important. You know, the first two or three, I mean, this man was killing a lot of people, weren't even investigated. And once officers figured out it was someone doing this, because serial killer wasn't a coined term yet.
Yeah, it wasn't even a thing.
It wasn't even a thing yet. When police figured out, wait a minute, this is happening over and over, that's when they finally began to investigate these horribly brutal crimes. No matter whether the family profits or not, though, I think that the historian did the right thing. And in the end, they did the right thing by turning everything in order for the DNA to even be tested.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Hello.
Marquise, it is. I said Marquise. Look at me. Marquise, Dana Cortez, DJ Automatic, Anthony. Are you ready to play Who's Lying?
Yeah, I'm ready. I'm ready.
Let's why do it. Hopefully Marquise can get it. Super excited. Super excited. Okay. Look, each of us is going to go around and we'll tell you a story about ourselves. If you guess who's lying, you win DCS merch. My name is Dana Cortez, and if you don't know already, I'm married to DJ Automatic, and we just got a new house. But what some people might not know is that I purchased my first home when I was a single mother of two. I wasn't making a lot of money, but I understood that I needed to save up, so I did that. I saved up all my down payment. I got my mother to co-sign, and I just knew that owning a home would change our lives generationally. And so I did that early on.
Hey.
So we're doing the real estate version of Who's Lying. DJ Automatic here. I actually had to sell my condo when Dan and I got together and moved in together. And I lost a bunch of money because of the 2008 crash, which I'm still trying to recover from.
Oh, come on. Come on.
That's tough, tough times. Yo, what up? Anthony A. And throughout college years, I lived in a studio apartment behind my grandmother's house. And then I moved in with a roommate. And then I moved in by myself. I've been living alone ever since, which has its ups and downs because the only notifications I get are from my microwave. So I plan to invest in a property within the next 24 months, though.
So no home.
No yeah, home for no, your boy.
Yeah. All right, Marquise. If you guess correctly who's lying, you win the merch. Who's lying?
I think DJ Automatic is lying.
Yes.
Marquise, yeah. You're right.
That was too boring of a story for me.
Well, Marquise, I got to get some insight. What was it that gave it away for you? What was that? You're like, you know what? He's lying.
I mean, I listen to y'all every morning. So, you know, listen to the stories that, you know, you guys tell. And it was just too short of a story. And
that's what I mean. I'm an elaborator. Yeah.
For those who don't know, Automatic and I, you were the first time you bought a house with me. We got married.
Yep. And that was like, yeah, around 2008.
Yeah, I'm a seasoned homeowner here. Marquise, you're going to get yourself some DCS merch. I want to thank you so much for listening. You said you listen every day.
Yeah, every morning when I'm driving to work.
Love to you and your whole familia. Thank you for making us your number one morning show. Thank you. Woo!
Alrighty. Appreciate you guys.
We want you to play Who's Lying. Call right now, 877-730-DCS1. Leave a message and we could be calling you next week.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Cardi B is about to get a big check. I'll tell you more about that after Anthony A gives us famous people's birthdays.
We have Erykah Badu celebrating her birthday and one of the top streamers in the world, Duke Dennis, celebrating his birthday as well.
Okay, so Cardi B sued blogger Tasha K. It's been a few years now. They've been going back and forth and won $4 million. So Tasha K's attorneys were like, we can get you out of this. We're going to file for bankruptcy. The bankruptcy lawyer told Tasha K, don't care, you still got to pay $1.4 million. Whether the bankruptcy went through or not, she still owes Cardi B that money for lying on her. And I like this. And the reason why is that a lot of information on social media is not true. In fact, a vast majority of it, they don't have to adhere to FCC regulation.
They can say whatever they want.
On a radio, we can't do that. Like, we can be held liable for now.
Well, now so can they. Because she went out there and spread false rumors about Cardi B, and she's been sued for $1.5 million.
That is if the person, like Cardi B, decides to pony up their money to go after them. Because otherwise, automatic, she is never going to see this money. Cardi B did this to save face, to save her name, because she lied. She said, I'm a mother, you don't need to lie about me. These people still go on and lie all the time. How many times have we seen misinformation, false whatever online? Unless a person is going to actively pursue you, you can get away with it. I like that Cardi B did this.
Well, I also remember that Tasha K didn't think she would follow through with it, and she continued to lie.
Yeah, she doubled down on it. Now you got to double down on $176,000 a year payments to Cardi B.
Damn, I want
to
say, like, what's the term? Is it garnish? Is that
garnished. They're garnishing her wages.
I didn't know that had dual meaning. I thought it was just what you put on drinks. So
I thought it was just child support. I mean, I'm you know, whatever.
Well, I just know Cardi B don't forgive or forget. So Dana, you are never going to get unblocked by Cardi
B. She's never going to unblock me. Never.
If you don't know the story, I sent Dana a video of Cardi B's dressing room, and because there was no liquor in there, I figured she was probably pregnant, thinking that she would never, ever post it on the internet, and Dana went and posted it.
But it wasn't a lie. She was pregnant with culture.
And that's why she probably didn't sue you.
She wanted it. Yeah, right. She just blocked me. Stop. Thank goodness, because I don't have $176,000 a year to get to anybody. Check out everything we do on the Dana Cortez Show podcast on demand. More radio right now.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Megan Thee Stallion versus Tory Lanez again. And this has got a little twist to it. I'll give you more details after celebrity birthdays. Anthony A.
We have Erykah Badu celebrating her birthday. The rapper Yeet and Duke Dennis celebrating birthday as well.
Oh, Miss Badu.
You better call Tyrone.
Okay, so Tory Lanez will be questioned in prison by Megan Thee Stallion's law team for defamation.
Oh.
Now, according to...
So he's in trouble for already being in trouble?
Yes, because Megan Thee Stallion has a restraining order against him, against Tory Lanez. He continued to talk about her. He continued to conspire, allegedly, via the phone and video conferences with other people to do her harm and to damage her name.
Does he not realize they're recording everything?
I don't think he's very smart, because everybody knows that when you're on a phone in prison, everything is being recorded. Not only that, according to witnesses, there were also letters written. He's mad. He's very angry. And I understand that. But the best thing, I believe, for Tory Lanez to do right now is learn his lesson. And that doesn't seem to be happening. Maybe he hasn't been in there long enough. Maybe a little bit longer he'll learn his lesson.
Or he also, I mean, he swore he was innocent. So maybe he feels like he's jailed unjustly.
Well, that's... Neither here nor there.
I know that because he's in prison no matter what.
And for me, the takeaway, too, is this is a lesson for all of us to know that, you know, one bad decision in a moment can change your whole life. And he went from, you know, they were wilding, they were doing what they were doing. I don't know the details, but he made a mistake and now he's there. So, like, any young homies or any young person, take that into consideration, and, you know, before you think about doing something dumb.
And also, if you made a mistake, don't continue to make them. Because he's digging himself a deeper hole. What could have turned into good, you know, good guy in prison, getting out early. Now he's facing another charge, possibly. So one mistake, don't make it 2, 3, and 4. We'll keep you updated as this story develops. Back with more of the show coming up.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
I love me hot Cheetos with lime, but the new addition to the hot Cheeto repertoire might be greater than the lime. Automatic will give us all the details inside Food News. Hottest hashtags here on the Dana Cortez Show. Hello, my name is Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A, a.k.a. Lil Latinx.
Now, Costco is known for their budget-friendly bulk items. People live in their leggings. My girls are always like, Dana, you need a Costco membership because the leggings are the best, the Kirtland leggings and all the stuff. I'm like, okay. But I had no idea. They have a luxury line as well.
They do?
You can buy a Porsche at a discount.
You can?
10-carat diamond recently sold.
I know you can get jewelry there.
10-carat diamond?
That's huge, but I didn't know it was that big.
I don't even know how big that is.
I knew you could get diamonds there.
Yeah, I've got a big diamond. That would poop on my diamond. That's how big that thing is. And also, luxury trips. You can even buy gold bars from Costco. Now, are they on a discount? I don't know. Maybe. Because obviously, I don't know if you can buy them in bulk. Might depend on how much money you have.
I don't know if I need to go pick up my, you know, rotisserie chicken and a gold bar.
And
together.
A gold bar at the same time. Like we could. All right. Food news, DJ Automatic.
So there was an internet rumor that Cheetos is going to have Cheetos Flaming Hot Dill Pickle flavor. And I'm here to tell you, it's true.
It's not a rumor. It's a real thing.
It's going to be hitting the stores, but it's only going to be out for a month. So Cheetos is saying this was a leak. It was not supposed to come out. But since it leaked, they are now putting Cheetos Flaming Hot Dill Pickle in stores.
When Automatic said that, my jaws just released the saliva.
Yeah,
oh
yeah.
My gosh. I love dill pickles. Best Made is the best brand. But I can literally taste these hot Cheetos with the pickles, and I want them so badly.
So the people that have tried them say that they're delicious.
Oh, I'm sure.
Hopefully they'll be around forever.
Hey, they got Latinas hooked for life. For life, por vida.
I still like the separate of the crunch with the hot Cheeto and then the pickle after. Like, I still, that's
that is good too, Ant. But you could do both. Now you have double pickle. Nothing wrong with double pickle. All right, National Day, Anthony A.
All right, let's start with National Pistachio Day, known as a smiling nut because it smiles when you split it. So, shout out to all the pistachios.
I smile too.
Dude, pistachios have been holding us down for 9,000 years.
Oh my gosh.
Cavemen had pistachios.
You're kidding.
Nah, they've been around, dog. Pistachios are unsung
heroes. They're the OG nut.
Yeah.
You know, they're so good. I've never had pistachio ice cream. I see it, but I'm not so sure that I want
it. I've never tried it either.
It doesn't sound tasty, is it, Anthony? I've never had it.
It has a little bit of a froyo feel to it, but it's not bad. I thought
about that one, and then one that I have eaten because my grandma kept it on deck. I mean, gallons on gallons, praline. That's another nut. That's good. So
that
maybe
was delicious.
Maybe I'll try some pistachio ice cream. All right, what do we have next?
And we'll wrap it up on National Tell a Fairy Tale Day.
Oh, growing up fairy tales. I want to ask you first, Anthony, what was your favorite fairy tale or as an adult, like fairy tale Disney movie?
Does Remember the Titans count?
It is. That's a fairy tale.
Shout out Remember the Titans.
It was a great one. Yeah, that's your favorite Disney movie, huh?
Yeah, I'm going to go with that one for sure.
All right, DJ Automatic.
We didn't really do fairy tales or, you know, Disney movies growing up. My mom wasn't.
There's got to be one fairy tale.
We used to watch Bambi.
Oh.
Bambi's mother got shot. That is not a fairy tale. Gosh.
But it is a Disney movie.
Yes, geez. We're trying to talk fairy tales. Automatic over here with a nightmare.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
A little earlier today, we were talking about me actually being kind of rude to my sister-in-law, Sister Matic. And DJ Automatic, you got pushback from her too, because I said, you need to be doing this for retirement and you should do this. And she said, hold up, dual income household. I'm a single mom. And then I was reminded of myself as a single mom and the struggles, but I did accomplish a lot, and I want to shout her out real quick.
Oh, nice.
She's a homeowner.
Yeah.
She is a doctor. She works for herself. She's raised her son to be an incredible young man, and she's accomplished a lot. It is possible to do wonderful things even if you don't have a partner, and she's a beautiful person in general too.
And
it's hard.
She's a business owner too.
Yeah, yeah. And don't get me wrong, she does struggle. She was reminding us, you know, by saying, hey, don't push me too hard. She has been so successful. I mean, I bought my house, my first home, when I was a single mom. Thank goodness my mom was able to co-sign for me, because that investment has allowed me to be a homeowner since then. So you can accomplish a lot of things being single.
And I think sometimes the how lucky a person is or how valuable it is to find a counterpart just goes unnoticed or is undervalued, because it's really hard. So a lot of times, a lot of us out here in life are by ourselves, and it's a blessing, and you have to operate with happiness within yourself, because you may never have a partner. It may just never be in your deck to have a partner or have somebody for you. So you have to learn how to operate and move gracefully through life solo.
Or maybe it's not going to happen on the timeline everybody expects. My mom didn't get married, Anthony, till her late 40s.
Some people don't get married.
Yeah,
some people don't. Yeah. It just doesn't happen. And you live life and love it. I mean, think about it. You got to go to the movies by yourself. Have you ever done that?
Are you speaking in first person, Anthony?
I encouraged one of my good friends. It's her birthday weekend. I was like, go to the movies by yourself. She wanted to see this movie. Nobody wanted to go with her. She went by herself, and she loved it because she was able to fall asleep in the movie without judgment.
Plus, you're not talking to anybody in the movie theater anyways. It's not that big a deal to go to a movie by yourself.
Oh, Automatic, I completely disagree.
It is a big deal to go to the movies by yourself because other people judge you when they see you alone at the movie theater.
Anthony, it's true. Yeah. Or sitting alone at a restaurant. I've seen... I'm guilty. Oh, that poor woman or that poor guy. They're by themselves. They don't have someone. You judge people and you... shouldn't worry about that kind of thing because if you're good with it, who cares what anybody else thinks?
That's the point. And the other thing is you have this little thing called your phone and you're never really alone when you have this thing.
No,
I'm
no,
sorry.
No. Don't use that as a way to escape the reality. You're living your life in a beautiful way like Anthony just said. You can sit up and look around and enjoy life and not worry about hiding or whatever the case is. So let's just say you don't have somebody right now. So you're good with yourself.
Yep.
That's what I'm trying to say. Like, you can accomplish a lot of things even if you're single.
There it is, dude. Chipotle has benches facing the window for people like us.
Love is that life. What they're for?
Yeah, that's what they're for.
You don't have to be judged and look at people.
For the lonely guy who doesn't have anyone else to eat with.
For the self-fulfilled man.
For the self-fulfilled man who don't need nobody in his life. That table's for us.
You're
and the
judging.
Ladies.
You said lonely guy.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.